Before Egypt's revolution, one of every seven Egyptians made a living in the tourism industry. But nearly 8 months after the popular uprising, foreign tourists remained scarce. That's delivered a multi-billion-dollar financial blow, reverberating from luxury tour operators down to vendors in Cairo's bazaars. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports.
Hassan Abdul Ain chisels Islamic artwork onto a copper plate here at Khan el Khalili. It's a craft he's perfected over half a century in this market popular with foreign visitors, and it used to net him 20 sales a day. These days, the weathered-looking artisan says he's lucky if he can sell even one plate. Nearby, shopkeepers play dominoes in the narrow alleys while waiting for tourists who rarely come here anymore. One store manager is Hisham Ahmed. He says a year ago, this market was packed with foreigners during the cooler evening hours. On this night, only a few Egyptians walk past without glancing at his wares. Ahmed says he and others in the tourist trade are suffering because of a revolution that everyone here hoped would improve Egyptian life. Egypt's top tourism officials agree. They say media reports of demonstrations that ousted Mubarak, coupled with foreign travel warnings about the unrest, have frightened away millions of tourists. Senior Assistant Tourism Minister Hisham Zazoa says tourism in Egypt dropped by 35% overall in the first half of the year compared to the same period in 2010. That's meant a $3 billion loss to the Egyptian economy. Zazoa says while Egypt's military rulers have more or less restored calm, the number of travelers has been slow to rebound.
I'm worried, and I think everybody working in this industry is worried, be this person an official or a private sector or a businessman. He is worried, yes, of course. It's the matter of how can we restore and regain the consumer confidence again.
An executive with a major Egyptian tour company agrees. Karim Ali, who is a vice president at the Cairo-based Emco Travel, says he's never seen a rebound this slow, not even following terrorist attacks against tourists in Egypt.
I don't say we don't have business, but having only 20 to 25% of the business promised for this year, this is a failure, a huge failure, because we are a company of 500 employees, so how can I support 500 employees with 20% of the revenue?
He says dozens of his employees are on extended, unpaid leaves. Cairo-based tour guides like Maha Mahmoud El-Hawagi are also having a rough time of it. She says her workload has been cut by two-thirds because foreigners are too afraid to come, despite steep discounts being offered on tour packages to lure them back. El-Hawagi believes such fear is misplaced. She says Egyptians are generally very protective of tourists. She adds none of the violence or protests have been directed at tourists.
But of course the tourists don't know that, especially that sometimes happen a few things like what happened just a few days ago or something. So they think that the whole country in a big mess or something.
The incident the tour guide is referring to and captured here in a YouTube video is a mob attack on the Israeli embassy here 2 weeks ago that sent the ambassador and his staff fleeing. El-Hawagi says the attack threatens a resurgence of tourism that was expected here next month.
And then after what happened in the embassy, like now half of the people canceled the reservation.
She and others here expect the tourism lull to continue well into next year until Egyptians elect a new parliament and president. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.